Our creative community doesn't let a little virus get it down. I cannot believe how so many of these events and activities that we embrace here in the Washtenaw region are continuing, but in a virtual way. One of those is from Wonderful Productions, this nonprofit arts organization that engages communities in dynamic, educational, collaborative, and entertaining public art experiences. They say they set the stage for community-built art experiences with the emphasis on unity. The founding fool of Festifools and Full Moon and Ipsy Glow is on our line, Mark Tucker. And Mark, everything's moved to online this year?
Well, as much as we can. Thanks so much for having me, Lucy Ann. As much as you can take a giant outdoor street event and put it online, we're trying to do that. That's true.
Well, if anyone can, you guys can at Wonderful Productions. You produce two Ann Arbor events each April, Festifools and Full Moon. And most recently, you also do in fall, Ipsy Glow. So how are you transporting Festifools into the online era?
Yeah, well, we're kind of lucky in that Festifools is largely created by students in a class I teach at the University of Michigan, through the Lloyd Scholars for Writing in the Arts program. And so I have a cohort of students who had, up until recently, been creating giant puppets to take out onto the street. And so midstream, they had to switch what they were doing, and we brainstormed and came up with this idea of making a miniature puppet vignette that the students are making in their various homes. And they're creating them with basically their cameras on their phones. And then we're going to be uploading those to air at the same time that Festifools would have happened, which is on this Sunday, April 5th at 4 p.m.
Fools at 4. And you could be among the first to experience Festifools virtually. So how hard was that for these students to transition from making these gigantic puppets to this miniature little scene?
Yeah, I've got to imagine it was pretty challenging. Again, I haven't actually spoken, you know, face to face with them because we're doing this all online through various video connections. But I think it's hard because basically they had to no time to really mourn over the fact that their puppets are still half built and sitting in the festival studio right now. And then quickly switch gears, and whether or not they knew how to make videos, they are teaching themselves, you know, online really quickly how to do that. But they've been really resilient and marvelous and have a good sense of humor about it. I've been seeing the rough drafts of the videos that they're making, and they're really very, very charming. We decided that we would target them towards kids in our community, so they're going to be very kid friendly and kind of goofy and funny, and I just hope people will check them out.
So how do you find it online?
Yeah, so we set up a separate Facebook page called Festifools Virtual, and so if you go to Festifools Virtual on Sunday at 4 o'clock, the video should pop right up. You could also go to our Facebook.
Very cool.
Or I'm sorry.
What about the moon and the Friday before you usually do that?
Right. So Full Moon is so we've sort of done a separated job. So Wonderful Productions is taking care of Full Moon, and I'm taking care of Festifools, just so that organizationally we can make sure that everything looks as good as it can for the community, for the public. Mm-hmm. And so they've got a separate series of events that's going to be happening this Friday night at 8 p.m. And for that, you can go to Full Moon Reimagined. So we have two separate ways that you can enjoy this weekend of foolishness. It doesn't take much to be a fool. I can attest to that. So you can join either or both of those. And I know a lot of people have kids home on spring break this week. And so through festivals, we have also set up a T-shirt contest so that kids can be making T-shirt designs this year that will end up, the winning one will end up as our official festivals T-shirt for 2021.
Oh, I love that. Let's talk about how dire this has become, you know, for our entire community, not just our health, but financially, particularly for our nonprofit organizations, but literally every business, every person out there is hurting right now. What is this going to mean for the future of these events that have done so much to corral community and create a sense of that creative spirit in all of us, Mark?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Lucy Ann. I think that I think we're fortunate in that the arts are very, you know, and artists in general are very nimble in terms of being able to change something that might be really disappointing into an opportunity. And I know this sounds very Pollyannish right now, but the reality is we've always put these events on really close to the bone. We haven't depended on so much outside support that if someone were to pull out, we wouldn't be able to do the events. And in fact, you know, it's made me rethink, you know, what is festivals? What is full moon? Are they really giant puppets out on the street? Are they really luminary sculptures that community folks come to help us build in our workshops? And yes, it's that, but it's also very malleable, and it can be anything creative. And so that's kind of a beautiful opening that it's allowed us to rethink how we're going to represent festivals and full moon in the future.
Do you have any ideas what that, how that could take shape? Have you thought about particular ways that festivals would change or become even better?
Well, my hope is that we, you know, obviously next year we're not having to do an online version. But let's say everything is great next year, and we go back out on the streets with our puppets and our sculptures and our light up artworks from various artists and organizations around. I still think that we might have an online presence in some way. So it's interesting. We've opened up a whole new chapter in how to expand what we do even beyond the Ann Arbor community. So if anybody wants to, globally, they can check out Festivals and Full Moon this year, which is, you know, which is a brand new thing that we never really considered. We always thought of ourselves as a local event.
That's a very, very good point. And Mark Tucker is the founder of Festifools and Full Moon. We'll give you information in just a moment here again on how you can access all this weekend and more about that T-shirt design contest as well. Mark, this is very much like what a lot of businesses are dealing with because they've had to rethink how they do business. And I'll give an example. The restaurants that never did delivery or curbside before, many are telling me, boy, we might keep curbside. This is
right.
This is a great line of our business that hopefully we can sustain. Likewise with festivals, it's causing, you know, as I believe wholeheartedly, adversity often leads us to something we hadn't thought about before or to change our lives in a certain way. And I think we're the better for it. So it's good to hear that festivals is thinking along those lines as well, Mark.
Yeah, and I also think that it's helping us as a community and, you know, and me personally to reassess what it means to have these free, available, accessible cultural events to go to. And if you look at other countries, perhaps under totalitarian regimes, the first thing that happens when there's democratic freedom is the people in those countries want their parades back. They want their big outdoor spectacles and ways of coming together and being a community. They really, really want those almost first thing. They want to be able to have that back in their lives. And so those things that we take for granted, now we're not taking for granted. And so I think there's been some positive that's come out of this.
What a great comparison that is. Mark Tucker, tell everyone how they can get involved again. Give them all the details on Festifools this weekend.
Yeah, well, the first thing, you know, they can always go to wonderfoolproductions.org. They can go to our new Facebook page, which is Festifools Virtual. And there's other ways through the university. Again, I teach for the Lloyd Scholars for Writing in the Arts, and if you went to our website, you'd see it there. So there's multiple ways to connect with us.
All right, and then the T-shirt design, is that still going on, or how does that work?
Yeah, we set that up basically for this spring week when we knew the schools were going to be closed. And so, yeah, for kids who want to, or the young at heart, there's no age limit, who want to design a T-shirt for next year, all they have to do, they can draw it on anything they have. They can use food coloring and Q-tips or markers or whatever they've got at hand, and take a photo of it, have someone take a photo of it and send it to us, and they can again go through Best of Fools virtual Facebook, and all the information for how to upload that's there. And if they do it before Sunday, we'll pick a winner, and early next week we'll announce the winner, and we'll give away some free T-shirts to the runners-ups.
What's your recommendation for people letting off their foolishness in positive ways? How can people do that?
Well, you know, it's you have to balance that with what's really going on in the world right now, right? And so not all day long will you feel like being, you know, either glum or foolish. But I think it's important that to recognize that, hey, this time is going to pass. What we've always said in the beginning was, you know, there's a fool inside all of us, and somehow celebrating that from time to time, even if it's only once a year, you know, gives us some perspective on who we are. Sometimes we can just get a little too inside our heads, a little too serious, and I think it's really good, especially for if you have kids in your life, to see that as an adult, you know, you can have fun even in the direst of circumstances.
It's all in how you look at it, Mark. Very well put. Mark Tucker, founder of Festifools and Full Moon, and we wish everyone well, and we'll be watching at 4 o'clock this Sunday. Festifools take place. Now, they're going to be little miniatures, but maybe on your screen it'll look really big to you, and you can kind of transport yourself back to the days when it really was a Festifools parade going down the main street of Ann Arbor. And next year we'll all be there, not in spirit, but in physical presence, we hope, for the 15th anniversary of Festifools.
Absolutely. I'm glad
thanks,
you said
Mark.
That 15th. Okay, thanks, Lucy Ann. Appreciate that.
Mark Tucker, founder of Festifools and Full Moon. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.